Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. Aer Lingus pilots could serve notice of strike action as early as today. The Irish Airline Pilots Association, or IALPA, must give the company at least 7 days' notice of any industrial action. The Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, today called on Aer Lingus management and unions to get involved in meaningful discussions to avoid threatened industrial action. For the latest now, I'm joined by Donal Moriarty, who's Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus. Fáiltiúrtha Donal chuig an glór. How has it got to this point?
Unfortunately, IALPA appear to be absolutely determined to inflict the disruption of industrial action on the travelling public this summer. They've rejected the outcomes of two independent processes that have sought to resolve the issue. That was a pilot pay tribunal back in December of 2019 and an interim labour court recommendation in May. We have sought to continue engaging with IALPA and have meaningful discussions, exactly as the Minister said. But IALPA have refused to do that.
They're seeking meaningful engagement from you, and they say all they're looking for is inflation-based claims.
Yeah, the claims they're looking for are not inflation-based. Inflation is something that has affected everyone and not just pilots. All our other collectively bargained groups in Aer Lingus have negotiated and accepted pay deals of 12.25%, and pilots are holding out for 24%. That 24% increase at the senior level amongst the pilot community is an individual €50,000 increase in pay per annum, bringing them to a total package of €350,000.
And you disagree on that and the nature of the claim. Has the union given you any indication of one-day strikes or more limited industrial action or when they could happen?
No, they haven't given any indication of the form of industrial action, other than a clear determination that that is something that they wish to do. We have encouraged them to go into the WRC, the Workplace Relations Commission. We've offered to request support from the WRC, and they refused that also. And as an employer, Aer Lingus is an employer that has a real track record of agreement, of reaching agreement with all of our collectively bargained workforce, including pilots historically through the pilot pay tribunal.
You're in a really difficult position this time, though, aren't you, Donal? Because they say they're willing to, and the ballot shows it, huge support, huge turnout, number one, and a huge support for the possibility of industrial action. If you don't come with meaningful proposals, the company could face an awful lot of reputational damage and cancellation of flights. Isn't that correct?
Well, we have actually sought to have meaningful discussions with IALPA, and we have tried to engage with them on the basis of increasing pay over and above the 12.5% agreed with everyone else, provided that that is based upon improvements in productivity and flexibility. We have sought to do all of that, and IALPA have refused. And the last thing we want is disruption to our customers and the reputational damage that brings.
Well, can I put some breaking news to you?
Can
I put some breaking news to you? This is from our correspondent Brian O'Donovan here in RTE. He's saying pilots' union IALPA has served notice to Aer Lingus of an indefinite work to rule from the 26th of June. That's a Wednesday. Have you heard that before?
I haven't, and it's nice to find out on live radio, but I'm not surprised. As I said, IALPA have been absolutely determined to issue notice of industrial action. And in doing so, they are choosing and deliberately choosing to inflict significant damage on Aer Lingus customers and on other employees.
So you're hearing this as we speak. So what does the Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus, what are the consequences of an indefinite work to rule from Wednesday, June 26th, for the airline?
Well, you know, the consequences will potentially be severe in terms of impact on customers. It's not a surprise. In fact, despite the fact that no notice of industrial action had been served until you've informed me this minute, Aer Lingus had been seeing a worrying level of disruption emerging amongst the pilot community in Aer Lingus, and disruption driven by increased pilot sickness and lack of normal operational flexibility. So the work to rule may be more extreme than that, or may not, but obviously we'll have to assess that.
Could it lead, Donal, to flight cancellations?
It could do, but we'll have to assess its impact. We'll have to look at the detail of the work to rule and what form that will take, and assess what the impact. But there's no doubt that the impact will be significant in terms of our 40,000 customers a day that travel with Aer Lingus.
I'm noting that you were a little bit taken aback with the news, especially finding out on air. Does this embitter relations between you and IALPA?
I'm not taken aback. I'm not surprised. It was something that we had expected. Our focus of attention will now shift directly to minimising the impact of this industrial action on our customers. And also, I think our focus will be to call on IALPA and indeed IALPA's parent union, FORSA, to enter into the discussions facilitated in the Workplace Relations Commission. That is the proper place to resolve this issue, not via industrial action that will inevitably result in significant damage to, to customers.
Can I ask you, and I really appreciate this is extremely difficult from your point of view, but this, the 26th of June, is just, it's a week tomorrow. So when are passengers of Aer Lingus who have flights booked, when are they going to get confirmation or otherwise that the flight is either going ahead or cancelled?
We will assess the implications of this work to rule. We will communicate with our passengers very clearly as to what those implications are, and we will guide them through their options in dealing with them.
Okay. Míle Buíochas Leatas Ochtard, and that's Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus, Donal Moriarty. Thank you very much indeed for that.